Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
No, they generate the power. They put it into this building, but if you want the lights on, you go flip the switch, and in a sense, you are commanding it. You are turning it on. It's at your command. And see, we now have been given the power of God. It is at our command. And yet most Christians don't understand this. They think, oh God, they're calling God. No, God, please turn on the power. Oh God, please release your power. Oh God, please heal me. God, please touch my body. Oh God, please move. And you're desperate and you're sincere and you are in a crisis situation and the need is all there and all of those things are true. But God is not going to flip the switch for you. He gave you power over all the force of the enemy, over all sickness, over all disease, Matthew chapter 10. He told you, Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, you heal the sick. You cleanse the lepers. You raise the dead. And somebody said, well, I can't do that. I don't have any power. Yes, you do. If you are born again, you have the supernatural power of Jesus living on the inside of you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, 18 and 19 says that you have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. It's not out there somewhere. We don't have to pray God's power down. It's already down. You'll hear people quote from Isaiah chapter, I think it's 64 or 60 something, and it says, rend the heavens and come down. You'll hear people pray that. But what's wrong with that is God rent the heavens and he came down. And now he lives on the inside of you. And you'll hear people talk about there's demonic powers that are blocking our prayers from getting up to heaven. And we got to clear a hole in the heavens so that our prayers can get through to God. You don't need your prayers to get through the demonic powers in the heavens. In Daniel chapter 9, they did that because that was an Old Testament deal before Jesus rent the heavens and came down and God was out there and we were here. But now God lives on the inside of you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You don't need your prayers to get through the heavens and past the demons. You don't need to get your prayers above the ceiling. You don't need your prayers to get above your nose. God's here. That's the reason you bow your head when you pray, so you can say, Father, amen. God's here. But see, we don't believe this. And so, oh, my prayers didn't get above the ceiling. The devil's blocking my prayers from getting through to God. That kind of thinking, it's like a disconnect. It keeps the power from flowing because you don't believe what God said. We pray prayers like, oh God, just go with us as we leave this place and be with us this week. How's God going to answer a stupid prayer like that? Somebody, well, what's wrong with that? He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And yet we're praying, go with us. How's God going to answer a prayer where he said, I'll never leave you, and yet you're asking him not to leave you? You know what that is? It's unbelief. It's unbelief. You can whitewash it any way you want to, but unbelief is like an insulator. The reason you put rubber around an electrical wire is because it insulates. Electricity doesn't flow through rubber. So you can take a live wire. Anytime you plug your vacuum cleaner into the wall and you're holding onto the plug, did you know electricity is flowing through that? But it won't shock you because it's insulated by that rubber that's around it. Rubber doesn't conduct electricity. Unbelief doesn't conduct the power of God. So every time you say, oh God, please heal me, I can't do anything, that unbelief stops the healing power of God from flowing because God said that he gave you power over all of the force of the enemy. You resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He told you to speak to your problem. And every time you say, God, I can't do anything, the doctor says, I'm going to die. Oh God, we're just looking to you because we can't do anything. That unbelief stops the power of God from flowing. And you know, if they're laws, that means they're consistent. You know, if it was a law here, Here's my Bible. And if gravity worked here, so that if I drop this Bible, it falls to the ground. But if it didn't work in Europe, then it wouldn't be a law. It'd be a phenomenon. If it's a law, it means it's universal. It means it works all of the time. And it's consistent. You know what? Right now, I'm so strong, I'm holding my Bible up. I'm defying gravity. It's not falling to the ground. But you know what? Gravity's pulling on this Bible. And it's consistent. And it will never quit. And you know what? It would eventually win this war. I might hold this thing up an hour. I might hold it up 2 hours. I might do something. But you know what? Eventually, that little pull of gravity will beat me. Because it's consistent. It never quits. It's always there. It's a law. It's constant. And it never fluctuates. And the laws of God are constant. They don't fluctuate. God said, you have to hear. Most of us are hearing the wrong things. We aren't hearing faith, and so we don't have much faith because we aren't listening to the Word much, and we're violating that law. We're speaking our fears instead of speaking our faith. We're listening to other people speak doubt and unbelief. We're violating that law. Most of us are tolerating things in our life that we shouldn't be tolerating. We aren't totally committed. We aren't absolutely sold out to stuff. We're violating that law. And all of these things just insulate us so that the power of God doesn't flow. And then we say, God, why didn't you move? That's just as crazy as looking at the electric company and wondering why they didn't turn on the power. You told them how bad your situation was. You told them what your needs were. You justified it. It's a valid need. Why didn't they release the power? The truth is, they have released the power. You just didn't take it and command it. You didn't release it. You didn't use what you had. Likewise, we aren't releasing the power of God. We're asking God to do what He told us to do. The electric company's not going to send somebody out here to flip your light switch. They generate the power, but you have to flip the switch. God is not going to do it for you. He told you to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, Nikki was believing that God could heal, wanted her healed, but the thing that I helped provide was just to show them that God had already done it. And if she would get mad and just stand up, and she mentioned it, she didn't go into great detail, but I mean, she got mad. She got mad at this sickness. She refused to be that way. I mean, she got angry. And when she did, you know what? That was the thing that sent her over the top. That's the thing that released the faith. And the healing had been there all along. Brothers and sisters, God's already done everything. He's generated the power, but we don't know how to work it. We don't know how to cooperate with God. You know, I've been shocked by electricity so badly that I've nearly been killed. I've been knocked off ladders, and because of it, I would call it a healthy respect. It's more like a petrified fear is what it really is of electricity. I just don't mess with electricity much. I mean, if I want to work on the electricity, I go chop the telephone pole down behind the house, amen, and cut the wires. That's the way I work on electricity. But one time I was redoing a bathroom, and we had pulled out the sink and everything, and there was water on the floor, and I was going to go try and rewire some stuff, and a man came in, was talking to me, and he says, well, you don't have to turn off the electricity. I said, well, there's water on the floor. These are live wires. And he says, electricity, he says, it's not weird. If you know how the laws that govern electricity, you don't have to turn off the electricity. And this guy stood in water and with bare hands grabbed these wires and wired my thing for me and didn't get bothered, didn't shock him, didn't do anything because he knew what he was doing. See, I don't know those things, and I just don't do stuff like that. It's crazy. But if you know what you're doing, electricity is predictable. Electricity isn't weird. It follows laws. And those laws allow you to use it, and they will also prevent you from using it if you don't know what those laws are. Like, you might think that copper wiring is just too expensive. It's gotten really expensive. And it would be easier to just wire your house with string. It's a lot cheaper and it bends. And man, string is cheaper. Why don't you just wire your house with string? It's a lot more convenient. It doesn't matter what you think and how convenient it is. Electricity doesn't flow through string the same way it flows through copper wire. You have to figure out what the laws are and just cooperate with them. You can't invent them. And yet there's a lot of people that in the spiritual realm, well, I don't know about all this confession and speaking the word and hearing. That's not convenient. That doesn't fit into my lifestyle. And so I just believe I'm going to get it this way. Well, you can wire your house however you want to, but unless you figure out the laws and cooperate with it, the power is not going to flow. And there are some of you that you've just decided that you don't have to do all of these things, and you don't have to be committed to God, and you don't have to speak the word, and you really like all of these songs about the Wichita lineman being on the line and falling off the bar stool, and you love those things. And so you just believe you can still do this and walk in the power of God. And you can believe whatever you want to, but I'm telling you that there are laws that govern how the power of God flows. And every time you fill yourself with the doubt and the unbelief of this world, you are insulating your life from the power of God and keeping it from flowing. It's not that God looks at you and says, you haven't been holy and you haven't been listening to religious songs all day, and so I'm not going to bless you. It's not like that at all. God loves you. God doesn't care how carnal you are. He still loves you. Amen? God's not mad at you. But you need to get your heart sensitive to God. You need to keep yourself in tune with God, and that takes some effort. Amen? Your faith isn't making God move. God has already generated the power. He's provided everything that you need. But your faith is going to be dependent upon how much you seek the Lord and whether you turn off the unbelief and whether you listen to the word and things like this. And so there are laws that govern things. And you know what? As much as God loves you, He's not just going to suspend His laws for you. Some of you think, well, if He really loved me, He'd do it. No. God, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, that God upholds all things by the word of His power. He created everything by words. He holds it together by words. If God was to violate His word,
that's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministry for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you, and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.